You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We do a little thing that we call woke news, but we'll do it now because we have to.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's.
It's woke news on the John B. Show.
Oh, yeah. We would like to, preface that we are not right-wingers. a lot of people just assume because we call out the woke, overreactions and pussification of America. I think most people can agree that these are logical takes that we're having on these topics. And
I don't think everybody would agree on
that. Well, the people that don't, suck it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
What do we got for them?
I don't know if this really fits, but I think it's close enough, honestly. CBS This Morning. You're a big fan? You watch?
No.
Did you know Nate Burleson is the co-host, former wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings?
I do know that because I was watching NFL Network when he made the announcement. Yeah.
Well, they were talking about a study that was released over the past week, and it talked about childhood obesity.
Oh, yeah. It's a real epidemic.
It is. There's little fat kids out there. You were talking about the fat daughter.
Even in the 70s, I was a big old fatty back in the old days.
I think you were probably in the minority.
I was.
It's a lot of fatty.
I was a minority.
Kids out there. Yes. Yeah. So you're never going to believe what they attribute, what this study attributes this epidemic to. Oh,
can I take some guesses?
Yeah, please.
All right. I'm trying to think what's trendy. What would cause childhood obesity?
Right.
Is it not being vaccinated?
That's a good guess, but no. No, not vaccination.
All right, hold on. What would cause obesity in kids? Is it racism?
Another fantastic guess, and I do believe that I did see a study linking that, but I think this is including everybody, not just Black Americans.
Damn it.
No, all children.
All right, hold on. Is it gender dysmorphia?
I don't know if that's a thing, but no. Can I tell you? That's
please. I'm out of guesses.
It's climate change!
No! Oh, God!
You better believe it.
Weather is causing fatness?
Yep.
I guess if you can't go outside.
That's right. Yep. That's what they attributed to. They said that children were 30% less aerobically fit than their parents and claimed that the hotter temperatures were preventing kids from exercising outside.
Oh, get out of town. It was hot when I was a kid, too.
I know.
What are we talking about?
And we're talking about with this climate change stuff, it's like tenths of a degree
over
a period of time. Yes, it sets the record. I know we had the hottest July, nighttime on record recently.
Uh-huh.
And but it was like temperatures are like 90-something degrees. It
kids
was always
have better
90 degrees.
Hydration now. We had garden hose when I was a kid. That's what we had. That was your hydration. Hot-ass water out of a hot-ass garden hose with lizard parts in it.
Yeah.
And we drank it.
It's absurd.
Off a rusty tip, we were drinking tetanus, boiling, lizard sex water. And that's what we had. We didn't have Gatorade.
I mean, the study concluded that data analysis clearly demonstrated that the detrimental impact of COVID-19 lockdown on children and adolescents' body weight and BMI, children with pre-existing overweight obesity may be at more risk of gaining even more weight as well. So I guess kind of, you said vaccination, but I guess it's more just the virus itself is causing people to get fatter too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
So it's not the fact that they're on computers.
Sure.
All day.
Playing video games.
Yeah.
and her parents are fat.
Well, they're playing the video games because it's too hot outside.
It's a culture. It has nothing to do with climate. It's a culture of lazy ass people. We've all become lazy over the last 50, 60 years steadily. It's technology causing people to get lazy, and it's going to get worse if you don't take the bull by the horns and do something about it yourself. It's on you. And you know, I've been part of the problem too. It's just too easy to be lazy, and it's going to get worse. We're going to go from virtual reality. Now they're talking about what is the next one? It's
the metaverse.
No, it's
Web 3.0.
It's not virtual reality. It's a AR. It's something else reality. And I'm brain farting it right now. I just saw a whole write up on it. And basically, we're going to be buying these glasses that you wear.
Oh, augmented reality.
Augmented. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be buying these glasses to where you're looking around in everyday life and ads will pop up right in front of you.
Didn't they try that already?
No, they're working on it.
Google had some. Augmented reality glasses.
They had some testers, but it's going to be a thing in the next 5 years. Bad. And it's going to get to the point where we don't even have to drive our own cars. So the little bit of calories you burn just shifting the gears and turning the wheel, that ain't going to have to happen anymore. You already have people bringing your food to you.
Well, if that's the case, we're not going to be able to be eating these calorie-dense foods. Maybe we'll need things like, I don't know, crickets and bugs to eat that are kind of just protein-packed, low-calorie.
It's going to turn into if you ever seen the movie WALL-E, where it's just a bunch of fatties riding around in scooters, that's what it's going to be.
You know, but that's just a big conspiracy.
But it's not the weather.
It's not the weather. No, it's the weather. It's climate change keeping kids inside. That's what the study says.
Ridiculous.
Why would they lie? Why would the experts lie to you?
They usually don't, you know?
They always tell the truth.
Yeah, you're right.
If there's anything we've learned over the past few years is that they're right because they're experts and they don't lie.
It's all climate change, Will.
Climate change.
It's time for change, 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 change. Change. Time to change the climate change. So change, 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 change. Raise your fist and scream at me. And change, change. Change, change, time to change the climate change. Now change, 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 change. We're running out of
everybody!
It's time for change, change,
change,
change. Time to change the climate change. So change.
Anyway.
Glad you got to play that.
Thank you.
It's good.
It's climate change, dude.
Monkeypox, baby!
Oh, yeah! It's my favorite pox.
Well, it's back, because we were talking about, I think, a few weeks ago that, monkeypox has been here for a while, but we were talking about a few weeks ago, they didn't like the name because they felt like it was racist.
Well, that was for about 5 minutes the WHO said that.
No, they're back. Huh? They're back. They're looking for the public's help to not combat monkeypox, but renaming it.
No.
Yes. The WHO was out this past week.
Asking
for new names for monkeypox is, quote, part of an ongoing effort to discourage harmful misconceptions associated with the current name.
You're racist! WHO, you're thinking it! None of us are thinking it! You're thinking about a certain race of people. You're the racist, WHO! You jackoffs! And never, not one race of human ever crossed my mind since this damn disease has been around. I've thought of nothing but monkeys. That's it. Swinging from trees. Monkeys. I haven't thought of human beings at all.
You're right that it's racist that they think that, but
yeah.
it's the same coin, right? It's a positive and a negative of racism. They're changing it because they feel like it would be hurtful to a population, but they're still being racist.
They're the ones spreading it. They're the ones spreading it that it's even possibly racist.
I do think that 4chan also spreads that type of stuff. Jokes, yeah.
But come on, dude.
But you're kind of giving into it.
But you can do it with anything, dude. Are we going to stop calling little pastries that you put in your soup? Are we going to stop calling them crackers?
Oh, they don't care about white stuff.
Well, you can do it with other races, too.
But what about, disease? I mean, there was the Black Death.
Black Plague?
I don't think you should call it that anymore, because it could have negative connotations.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus, Lord.
Right?
I just, Don't they have bigger fish to fry?
No, they don't. That's the thing. These things should be disbanded.
What are we doing?
These institutions should be destroyed.
They went
because
to work.
They're useless.
They went to work and they're like, all right, what we got? What we got on the gambit today? What we doing, boys? What we doing?
Oh, God, 4chan saying it's a mean stuff.
They're what?
On the boards. We're going to have to rename.
You know the M word pox?
Yeah, I can't say that.
I'm not saying it.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well,
we got to do something about it. Can we put out a statement? We told South America to stop killing the M's the other day.
Don't do it.
Because they were killing them, you know?
Right. Right.
And now we find out, people are just throwing this word around all willy-nilly.
It's unfortunate.
It could be worse.
I can't think of
we
how.
Could be calling,
I can't think of how.
We could be calling it, where most of it's happening at.
Nope.
You know? I'm just saying, statistically.
Nope.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, the WHO has also set up an online portal for people to submit ideas for renaming the virus. It constitutes as follows: demands from international scientists and public health officials who have claimed that the current name induces a harmful stigma. The same web programmers have set up an online naming portal. They've also apparently decided to leave the name monkeypox scattered across WHO's website, even though it's offensive.
Uh-huh.
And if you think the name is bad, wait until you actually get the virus. The outbreak name now stands at more than 31,000 cases since May, with most coming from the United States. The virus has been disproportionately spread by men who have sex with men.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
What color are they, though?
Well, it doesn't say. Oh. I believe it's all colors of the rainbow, thankfully.
I think so,
that are
too.
Getting it. Yeah. The virus was discovered in 1958 before the best practices for naming diseases and viruses were adopted. I didn't know that that was a thing.
In 1958, they came up with the name because it started in packs of monkeys. If it was lizards, it'd be called lizard pox.
It's stupid.
Well, what the hell is... Well, this world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah. Well, this is...
Because these are like they're the greatest minds... fighting disease, the World Health Organization.
I feel like I have to go back to my last sentiment from the last story. Is that these are the experts. Why would they lie? Why would they do things that would be silly and dumb?
Yeah.
They wouldn't, because they're the experts and they know best.
Well, they also said that you would be xenophobic if you assumed that COVID-19 originated in China.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it's harmful stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. one last story. I know we got to go to break
here.
Oh, no. Damn it.
What'd you do?
Oh, man.
What'd you do?
This is one of those.
Oh, will you?
This is one of those. Let me see if I can find another source for it.
Oh,
God,
no.
God dang it. Oh, I got it. Here we go. Elizabeth I. Ever heard of her?
Yeah. She's a queen.
May not be her.
Pardon?
By the way. Sorry.
Huh?
But I must correct you because it's my duty.
All right.
Elizabeth I may have been non-binary, according to experts at Shakespeare's Globe. Now, again, I'd like to remind you, these are the experts. These
what
are professors who study.
Non-binary? So
yeah.
Maybe born a male?
No, I don't think that's what that means. I think non-binary more is like you don't identify as male or female. Or sometimes you identify
you
as both.
You think the queen didn't
switch.
Identify as a female?
That's apparently what these experts at Shakespeare's Globe
and
are saying.
What century was the Queen the First rocking?
Like a long time ago, like Shakespeare's time.
Oh, yeah, in the 1500s, something like that?
I don't even know.
I don't either.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
In an essay published by academics working for the theater, they referred to the female monarch with gender-neutral they-them pronouns.
Oh.
The former Queen of England is well known to have previously referred to herself as king and prince in her speeches, famously saying, "I know I have a body but of a weak, feeble woman, but I have the heart and the stomach of a king."
That is they's way of saying that she's strong. That's
correct.
All.
And she was.
Yeah, exactly. She was
She'll
a badass.
She would mess you up.
She was a badass.
She would mess you up.
But that was her way of instilling fear in people, was saying, I got the heart of a man. Because
right.
Back then, and God, 20 years ago even, you know, that was okay to say. You know, you wouldn't have, you know, a soccer player with purple hair flipping out and canceling you on social media if you said something like that, you know, because physiologically it's correct, you know. But that's what she meant. She meant I have the heart of a man, meaning, bitch, don't step. Or you'll get dealt
she
with.
She would mess you up.
Don't let this dress
cut your head
and
off.
This fancy crown fool you. I'll bust that ass.
She's not like that weak-ass Elizabeth II that's sitting over there.
Punk ass. Over there drinking tea and eating crumpets and scones and whatnots.
Did you know that Elizabeth II right now could raise an army? Then they would have to be like they're supposed to anyway. Say, okay, like if she wanted to attack somebody, she would have control of the British army.
Wow.
But she doesn't want to do that.
Why would she?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I didn't know that. I thought it was kind of just one of those things there. It was a symbolic
type
of thing. And I guess it mostly is. But she still does, by the Constitution or whatever they call it over there, have
your guns!
have the power to...
We're going to war!
She's still the queen if she wants to be.
I'm the queen, goddammit!
If she wants to make some decisions,
now
she
bring
could.
Bring me some tea!
Certainly a big difference between Elizabeth I and Elizabeth II.
I'm non-binary.
Yeah.
I don't have a penis, but I have the heart of a lady with a penis.
The essay was written by Dr. Kit Higham.
Higham!
Who has released a new book called Before We Were Trans.
Oh, shut up, Kit!
Looking at the history of gender, it said that Elizabeth I described themselves regularly in speeches as king, queen, and prince, choosing strategically not to emphasize their female identity.
Can we stop?